Amidst fierce biotech opposition, residents of Mendocino County in Northern California seek to ban the growth of genetically engineered crops in a ballot measure that many see as being the first of many local battles around the country. Residents cite increased pesticide use, gene pollution, and corporate control of farming as some of the many reasons to ban the use of genetically modified seeds in the county. Sarah Olson has more.
When voters go to the polls in California's Mendocino County this Tuesday, a major concern will be the nation's first ban on the growth of genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, in this largely agricultural county. Measure H seeks to prohibit the, quote, propagation, cultivation, raising, and growing of genetically modified organisms in Mendocino County. Doug Mossel is the coordinator of the Yes on Measure H campaign.
It's about two of the most fundamental issues we face. One is about the practice of democracy, and the other is about what we eat. And between them, it's a question of whether people will be allowed to make their own decisions about what they grow and what they eat.
Proponents of Measure H say that there are too many unknown dangers in genetic engineering, and there are questions that they would like answered before GMO crops are introduced into Mendocino County. Elsa Cooperreiter is a biologist and an organizing force behind Measure H.
Measure H may come and go. Presidents come and go. Even nuclear fallout eventually, after 240,000 years, dissipates. But GMOs are forever. If people really want to embrace this new technology, why not give it a few more years in the labs, in the laboratories, and see what happens with it before we unleash it on our environment?
Opponents of Measure H claim that the ban would raise taxes and invite government regulatory bodies into the backyards of Mendocino residents. In addition, some scientists argue that genetic engineering happens naturally in the environment. Kent Bradford is the director of the Seed Biotechnology Center at the University of California at Davis.
The idea that there is some pure crop out there that has had no touch of the human hand really is not the case. If they're called a crop, it probably means it's domesticated. If it's domesticated, it means basically they depend on us for their propagation and that we have modified them.
Washington, D.C.-based CropLife America represents biotechnology giants such as Monsanto, Dow Chemical, and DuPont, and has funneled almost $400,000 into the No on H campaign. CropLife America has spent almost $8 per voter in Mendocino County and has outspent the campaign for a GMO-free Mendocino at a ratio of 5-1. But organizers in support of Measure H have generated significant support among the local community. Again, Doug Mossel.
We will choose for this place to say we want an agriculture that's free of your laboratory-created, corporate-owned plants, crops, and animals.
In fact, 80% of the vineyards in Mendocino County and significant portions of the farmers have come out in favor of the measure, not least because GMO crops pose significant economic difficulties to farmers. Katrina Fry is one of the owners of Fry Vineyards in Mendocino County.
At this point in time, American farmers have lost $12 billion worth of market opportunities. We basically can't sell any more of our corn or canola in Europe because it is, on the whole, contaminated.
In addition to the financial risks, farmers growing GMO crops are having difficulty getting farm insurance. They are looking at higher-priced seeds, and in many cases are forced to sign extensive contracts with companies like Monsanto. In the face of these challenges, and in light of the potential danger of GMO crops, farmers are looking to alternatives provided by conventional farming. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Sarah Olson.